Blind Geek Zone podcast number 18 for October 11th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and welcome back to another Blind Geek Zone podcast. I have several things I'd like to talk about today. First of which is I got a job this week. So, starting next week, I'm going to start working a couple of days a week down at my local blind center. I was volunteering there last year. I had volunteered for about 10 months. I hadn't been there in a few months except off and on for a few events. And this week I was given the opportunity to at least temporarily actually work down at the center while they're trying to decide some things about replacing a few people that have left. And anyways, that is giving me an opportunity to at least temporarily work and collect a few dollars, so that's going to be great. And hopefully it will work out well, and maybe it will even become a temporary, or not a temporary, but maybe it'll even become a permanent job. Who knows? It's going to have a lot of challenges as the center is kind of having some organizational reshuffling and trying to get more business and stuff in. So be very interested to see what role I can play there and, you know, helping out. Okay, next is the last time I talked to you, the JAWS 9 beta was just releasing. It had released, actually, during my recording session. And I've had a chance to play with it since it's come out, both on Vista and on the XP side here. And so far, pretty good. Most of the things I've played with are working pretty well. I have had some forms mode issues on both machines, and they're kind of a little bit different on each of the machines, but basically what's going on is when I'm editing in forms mode, I tend to have some navigation issues. On the Vista side, for instance, at twitter.com, when I'm in their update form field and I'm typing around and I want to go back and forth using control left arrow and control right arrow, I at times I'm only getting the first letter of each word pronounced. Now, if I tab out of the field and shift tab back into it, then everything is okay and I can navigate normally. And on the XP side, I'm having some other interesting issues. One example is on the blogger site. Sometimes when I'm working with comments, when I'm entering a comment or something, I'll try to arrow around while in forms mode and nothing will happen. And I'll have to get out and back into forms mode to make it work. Or sometimes when I hit enter inside the form, it'll take me out of forms mode. So, just some quirks. I'm trying to figure out how to write these up to send them to the beta team so that hopefully I can explain myself clearly and they can understand what I'm trying to say. It's not doing it on all forms, so not exactly sure what the problem is. A couple other things that I've noticed in I had reported this in JAWS 8, but it's not been entirely fixed yet. On the XP side in Outlook Express, if you're going through a list of messages and you're reading through them and you just simply hit your delete key to go to the next message, what will happen is sometimes it's better in OE on JAWS 9 beta, but sometimes JAWS will hang up, stop speaking. You'll have to, alt tab out of the message back in, play around a little bit, and then, you can continue on. Now, over on the Vista side in Windows Mail, the problem doesn't look like it's been addressed any, and there's no difference there. It's essentially the same as it was in JAWS 8. A couple other things I've noticed on the Vista side is that sometimes when a new window will come up in focus, JAWS will tend to read some information for a couple seconds off the desktop, and then it will start reading whatever message box or whichever window comes into focus. And I need to report that as well. So, a couple of things to get back to on, but other than that, it's not too bad. Vista has been more responsive. XP seems faster as well. As far as working with JAWS, things seem to be more responsive. I've noticed on Vista there's been some improvement in dialog boxes, some of the things in the control panel that are coming up. Vista is reading more information out of them, giving a bit more information. So that's been good. Internet Explorer 7 seems to be working pretty good in both. Haven't experienced any real issues. Haven't noticed any virtual buffer issues so far. So hopefully that won't come up anymore. And that's about it for the JAWS beta at the moment. Haven't had time to get too much deeper in it, but just wanted to comment briefly on that, so everybody that hasn't tried it yet, if you're using JAWS 8, you can use the beta for 9 without any demo mode or anything. If you want to run it in Vista, you do have to have a SMA authorization available to do so. And for anybody else below JAWS 8, unfortunately, you can only run the demo of the beta, in 40-minute mode. So, kind of would have been nice if FS would have allowed everybody, regardless of what screen reader they were using, to be able to use the beta and try it out fully functional. That's one thing I do like about GW Micro and WindowEyes. When they release a beta of their product, anybody can use it. Even if you're not a GW Micro customer, you can still, check out their betas. And I believe use them, not in demo mode. So, but that's it for the JAWS 9 beta right now. Okay, next, got a couple things I want to talk about that I've posted on the blog. And I'm going to use JAWS to go down through these. I'm going to have it read a couple of messages, and then I'll talk about them. So here's the first one.
Heading level 2, Wednesday, October 10th, 2007. Heading level 3, link read this to me service community : read this to me is a free reading service for the blind, powered by volunteers and internet collaboration. Read this to me allows blind and low-vision people to have printed documents read to them over the phone. All the blind person needs is a phone line and a fax machine. Left parent, no computer is required. Right parent, here's how it works : the blind person faxes the document to be read to the read this to me toll-free fax number : 1-877-333-8848. The first page of the fax needs to be a cover page that includes the client's first name and callback, left parent voice, right parent phone number. The document itself can be just about anything, colon, a handwritten letter, a bill, a can of food, a multi-page magazine article, just about anything that can be faxed. Then, one of Read System's volunteer readers will call the client back and read the document. The service is available throughout the U.S. and is absolutely free, though donations and business sponsorships are accepted. More information is available at link Read This To Me. Or a recorded message describing how to use the service can be heard by calling 1-877-333-8847. Posted by Rick Hart. Posted.
Okay. And this sounds like a really nice service. Kevin sent this to me as an email a couple days ago and asked me if I would post it on the Blind Geek Zone blog and wherever else I thought appropriate. So I put it up on the blog, and I thought I just would talk about it briefly here for those of you who don't necessarily get out to the blog too often to read anything there. So give it a try. I haven't tried it here, as I don't have a fax machine hooked up right now, but you know, give that a try. It sounds like a really, really great service, and I wish Kevin a lot of luck with it. Okay, the next message I'm going to read here, and let me arrow down. Okay, and here's the next message, and I'll just let Jaws read this too, since I'm terrible with the memorization.
Heading level 2, Monday, October 8th, 2007. Heading level 3, link call Yahoo and get your CAPTCHA turned off. I was talking with Bill Johnson and Tom Klaus yesterday about unrelated matters when Bill told us he got his visual CAPTCHA turned off with Yahoo. Bill gave Tom the phone number he called, and Tom found a more direct number to use. Tom found the number for Yahoo's blind and handicapped group, and here is the phone number, colon, 866-458-8701. If you call this number and explain that you are blind and request them to turn off the visual CAPTCHA, they will. It will take up to 72 hours to happen. Both Tom and Bill have their CAPTCHA turned off now. I hope this number is helpful to anyone out there that needs the CAPTCHA turned off, especially those of you that don't have sighted assistance to help you around it. The number is open until 9 p.m. PST. Posted by Rick R. Posted.
Okay. And, like the message said, I was talking to a couple friends the other day on the telephone, and Bill had happened to mention that he had got his CAPTCHA turned off on Yahoo. He had called them and talked to a representative and convinced them to turn the CAPTCHA on his account off. So I thought that was very interesting, and was able to get the phone number from him. And then Tom Klaus from the Blind Vista List was able to find a toll-free number that went directly to the disabilities group, the blind and handicapped group. And he had talked to them, and they were able to also turn off his CAPTCHA for his account, and I had verified that this had actually happened, so he can go into his Yahoo groups and things like that now and not have to worry about the CAPTCHA. So, while this isn't an answer for the visual CAPTCHA, you know, we still need an audio CAPTCHA. We shouldn't have to call Yahoo to get CAPTCHA turned off on an individual basis, but at least it's some kind of an option. So, I thought I'd throw it out there for, especially of those of you who don't have any sighted assistance whatsoever. You know, at least you can get your CAPTCHAs turned off, and, you know, until there's a better alternative out there to do this. So I thought I'd throw that out there as well. Okay, I have a couple of, I guess what you would call, tips and tricks next. So the first one I'm going to do here on the XP machine, and then the second one I'm going to go over on the Vista machine and do and record, and then I'll have to import it into this recording. So I'll do the XP one first.
Alt-tab, local folders, dash Outlook Express, dash main.
Okay, I'm in Outlook Express, and I was talking to a friend today. His name's Tom Jones out of Chicago. And he was telling me about a neat little trick you can do in Outlook Express to search for messages. So, if you're in Outlook Express and you want to find a message, and if you're like me and you have thousands of messages in folders, here's a neat little way to do it.
Inbox. Local folders opened.
If you go up to local folders, and you hit Control-Shift-F.
Control-Shift-F. Find message dialog. Look and colon read only edit local folders.
Alt plus L.
Tab. Include subfolders. Checkbox checked.
Alt plus D.
Now if you make sure this includes all your subfolders, and you start out up in local.
Tab. Browse dot dot button.
Alt plus B.
Tab. From colon edit.
Alt plus R.
You can either look for messages from a certain person.
Tab. To colon edit.
Alt plus T.
To a certain person.
Tab. Subject colon edit.
Alt plus U.
With a certain subject.
Tab. Message colon edit.
Alt plus U.
Or something in the message body. Now what I was looking for him was some Power DVD instructions. So here in the message body, I'm going to type in
P-O-W-E-R-D-V-D. Tab. Received after colon. Daytime picker. 10/11/2007.
Not checked. Alt plus C.
And you can alter the dates it looks for.
Tab. Received before colon. Daytime picker. 10/11/2007.
Not checked. Alt plus O.
Tab. Messages flag. Checkbox not checked.
Alt plus G.
Tab. Message has attachment. Left parent as right parent. Checkbox not checked.
Alt
whether
plus
or
A.
Not it's been flagged. Whether or not it has attachments.
Tab. Find now button.
Alt plus I.
Find now button.
Alt plus I.
And those are off by default, so what I'm going to do is look through all messages here on all of my folders with no restrictions.
Space. List view. Outlook Express message list. Not selected. Reynolds. Thomas A. Your new DVD burner 9/5/2007/2:29 p.m. Archive 1 of 2. Outlook Express message list. List view. Reynolds. Thomas A. Your new DVD burner 9/5/2007/2:20.
Okay. And to see if it's still looking, you can do your insert numpad 3.
3 messages, 0 unread, monitoring for new items. 3 messages, 0 unread, monitoring for new items.
And it says it's got 3 messages and it's monitoring.
J. Garcia left bracket BC Reynolds, Thomas A. Your new DVD burner 9/5/2007/2:29 p.m. archive.
Yeah, okay, and that's obviously not it.
J. Garcia left bracket BCT right bracket re colon DVD help 3/12/2000. Rick Harmon FW colon left bracket BCT right bracket re colon DVD help 10/11/2007/2:23 p.m. send items.
And what it's actually found is the second message is the
J.
actual
Garcia
message.
Left bracket, BCT, right bracket, re, colon, DVD, help, 3/12,
and if I hit enter on it,
12, oh, enter. From colon, J. Garcia, sub blank, lease blank. I know using WinPower DVD blank, using CyberLink Power DVD with the keyboard.
And there's the message, and that's what I was looking for. And the third message it had actually found was the message I had sent to Tom, which was a forward of this exact message. So, I thought this was really neat, and thanks, Tom, for the trick, the tip. It's very, very interesting. I wasn't aware of this function. It's very, very useful if you are like me and you have 20 or 30 different folders and you, can conceivably have, 1,000-plus messages or more, and if you don't know where something's at, this is one potential way to narrow things down. Okay, so next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to the Vista machine, do some recording, and I'll insert it back into the recording at this point. Okay, we're now over on the Vista computer. The recording quality and volume levels may not be the same as the recording over on the XP computer. Unfortunately, I can't do what you hear here on the Vista side due to restrictions in Vista and the audio drivers. So I have a USB mic set up kind of exactly the same way I used to do the recordings here, so bear with me. But what I'm going to show you here on Vista is I'm going to briefly talk about optional Windows components in Vista. things you can add that are optional. And I found about this the other day when a person called me with a Vista problem. He wanted to be able to use Telnet. He uses Telnet on the XP side to get into some games things and BBS things that are text-based that he does, and they use Telnet to do this. And he called me up and said, hey, I can't find Telnet on Vista. There's no way to, use it. And I thought, well, that's really strange, but, you know, Vista has been really, really different, and things that we thought would still, you know, be working over on Vista, you know, either altered drastically or just simply aren't here anymore. But fortunately, I did some Googling, and I was able to find that Telnet on Vista is considered an option, so it's not installed by default. So what I'm going to show you here today as a tip for Vista is how to get to these optional programs.
Context menu, default programs, to move from life S, control panel C.
And I'm going to go into control panel.
Enter, leave in menus, control panel, folder view list new, not selected, add hardware, 1 of 50, to move to items, use the key, parental controls, P, dependent input devices, P, people near me, P, performance information and tools, P, personalization, P, phone and modem options, P, power options, P, printers, P, problem reports and solutions, P, programs and features.
And I'm going to go into programs and features.
Enter, folder view list new, 0 items, to move to items, use the arrow keys, not selected, ACP radio tuner version 6.70.
Now we're basically in what on XP would have been your add and remove programs. And we're in the list of programs to remove. So if I tab around.
Tab, name, header bar, wonderful, tab, toolbar, desktop, split button to activate, press the space, tab, search, edit, type in, tab, folder, view, list, view, add, dash, aware, tab, get new programs online at Windows Market, tab, view, purchased software, left pair, tab, restore, left pair, and 72, tab, turn Windows features on or off link.
And we go to turn Windows features on or off link and press enter.
Enter. User account control dialog. Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action. Alt-C, programs and features. Windows features. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
And I got the good old UAC come up. Ask me to
preview. ActiveX installer service not checked.
Verify that this is what I actually wanted to do. Now we're in a list box here of additional programs that we may want to activate.
ActiveX installer service not checked, 1 of 23. Games closed checked.
And we have various things down through here. I'll just arrow down through. Here's games. There's obviously some...
Games open checked, 9 items. Level 1, chest titans checked, 1 of 9. Free cell checked. Hearts checked. Inkball checked. Mahjong titans checked. Minesweeper checked. Purple place checked. Solitaire checked. Spider Solitaire checked. Level 0. Indexing service not checked. 3 of 23.
And anything that says it's checked is something that's actually up and running.
Internet information services closed not checked. Microsoft.net framework 3.0 closed checked. Microsoft message queue left pair and MSM queue right pair and server closed not checked. Print services closed checked. Remote differential compression checked. Removable storage management not checked. RIP listener not checked. Services for NFS closed not checked. Simple TCP/IP services left pair and I.E. Echo daytime etc. right pair and not checked. SNMP feature closed not checked. Subsystem for Unix dash based applications not checked. Tablet PC optional components checked. Telnet client checked.
And we come down to Telnet. Now on your machine when you go into this, Telnet will say that it's unchecked. And what you need to do to activate it is just press your spacebar and it will say checked.
Telnet server not checked. TFTP client not checked. Windows DFS replication service checked. Windows fax and scan checked. Windows meeting space checked. Windows process activation service closed not checked. Windows Ultimate Extras checked.
And we're at the bottom of the list. So all we would do is
tap
simply
OK button to activate, press spacebar.
Go to OK and hit your spacebar on it. A dialog box will come up. This can take several minutes to actually finish. And it will give you a percentage of the completion. You can do an insert B to read the box. And once it finishes, It will just simply disappear off the desktop. You won't see the box anymore and you'll know it's done. And that is basically all there is to it. So you can come in here and you can turn certain things off. Maybe you don't want all those games. Maybe there's other things that you don't want. You know, they can be unchecked and that will deactivate them. Or if there are things like Telnet that you want to be able to use, you can go in here and check them and turn them on. And then you'll be able to get access to them. So, I hope this tip was helpful. And we're going to go back over to the XP box now.
Okay. So, that pretty much concludes this podcast. And I hope everything was enjoyable. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you again next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.